This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, in his compilation, the Sahih Muslim, has brought a fascinating incident where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about two people. اشْتَرَى رَجُلٌ مِّن رَجُلٍ عَقَارًا لَهُ فَوَجَدَ الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي اشْتَرَى الْعَقَارَ فِي عَقَارِهِ جَرَّةً فِيهَا ذَهَبٌ. A man purchased a piece of land from another person. And after a while, the person who purchased the land discovered some gold on the property. And this is amazing, hey? فَقَالَ لَهُ الَّذِي اشْتَرَى الْعَقَارِ خُذْ ذَهَبَكَ مِنِّي. So the person, the buyer, went to the previous owner and said to him, you know, I found some gold on the property that I purchased from you. I want you to please take your gold from this property. Now see how this thing unfolds. إِنَّمَا اشْتَرَيْتُ مِنْكَ الْأَرْضَ. I've only purchased the land from you. I don't want anything that I find from the land. وَلَمْ أَبْتَعْ مِنْكَ الذَّهَبَ. فَقَالَ الَّذِي شَرَى الْأَرْضَ. The previous owner said, إِنَّمَا بِعْتُكَ الْأَرْضَ وَمَا فِيهَا. Look, that's your luck. I sold you the land and whatever it contained. If you found gold, then that's your luck. I'm not going to take that gold. It does not belong to me. Look at the nature of the dispute. The new owner is telling the previous owner that this gold does not belong to me. I only bought the land from you. This gold that I've discovered does not belong to me. It belongs to you. And the previous owner is insisting that I sold you the land and whatever it contains. If you found gold, then that's your luck. So this became a matter of dispute. Just think about it. How would this unfold in our day and age? Would we have a person actually come forward and say, I found gold from the property I bought from you? Do we find such people? Maybe you do, but it's a rare occasion. But look at the integrity of these people. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is highlighting the fact that this is the integrity these people had, both the new owner as well as the previous owner. Both are refusing to accept the ownership of the gold. Both don't want it. As a result, this matter is escalated to a judge. فَتَحَاكَمَا إِلَىٰ رَجُلٍ فَقَالَ الَّذِي تَحَاكَمَا إِلَيْهِ. So the judge asked him a very crucial question. He asked them, أَلَكُمَا وَلَدٌ. Do you have children amongst you? فَقَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا لِي غُلَامٌ. So the one said, I've got a son. وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ لِي جَارِيَةٌ. And the other one said, I got a daughter. قَالَ أَنْكِحُ الْغُلَامَ الْجَارِيَةِ. So the judge between them said, why don't you get your daughter married to his son? وَأَنْفِقُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمَا مِنْهُ. And take this gold and spend it on both your kids. MashaAllah. وَتَصَدَّقَ. And give a little out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, he was able to reconcile between the two people. But what I'm highlighting here is that these people were disputing over who should take the gold. Both of them did not want the gold. Look at the integrity. Look at the integrity of these people. In the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about such a beautiful solution for both of them, where both were united in terms of the two families, and the money was also spent in a proper way. This is what we need to learn: integrity, honesty. Your word is your word, and your character is your character. In this day and age, good akhlaq, integrity, honesty, amana is a rare commodity. The more we develop on this, the more we cultivate this in our life, the greater of our chances for succeeding in terms of the Akhirah. And what level of consciousness of Allah these people had, that the one man is refusing, even though he had discovered the gold after becoming the owner, and the other man refusing, even though he was the rightful owner in the first place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with integrity. May Allah bless us all with honesty. May Allah all give us impeccable character. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that on the day of Qiyamah, we will be amongst the Anbiya, the Shuhada, the Salihin, and the righteous one, simply because of our honesty and integrity in our dealings. Ameen.